We're doing the Tomer Dvora, and we're up to Hashem's second midah. Hashem is Nosei Avon. Hashem carries the sin, uplifts the sin. V'arei ze gadol me'akodim. This is even bigger than what we said before. She'arei lo yaseh adam avon shelo yivra mashchit. A person never does an avera without creating an angel that destroys. When a person does an avera, he creates an angel that is a mashchit, that destroys. Kiditnan, like the Mishnah says, ha'over avera achat kone lo kategor echad. Someone who does one avera, he creates a kategor, an angel that speaks bad, a prosecutor. V'arei oto kategor omed lifnei kadosh baruch hu ve'omer ploni asani. This angel stands before Hashem and says, I was created by him, he made me. That's how I came to the world. When he made Navera, that's how I was created. Ve'en b'riya mitkeimet ba'olam, ela b'shifo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can exist in the world unless Hashem gives it shefa, unless Hashem gives it. Ve'arei ha'mashchit hazeh omed lefanav, u'v'ma yitkeim. So this angel standing before Hashem, what gives it life, this angel? Hadin oten shumar kadosh baruch hu. Logic would say that Hashem should say, enizan mashchito. I'm not going to leave your angel alive. I'm not going to keep him alive, give him from my shefa, give him life. I'm not going to give him the life. Yelechetz en misha asovit panes mimenu. I'll take some of your life. You're going to give him life. I don't have to give your angels life. V'aya mashchit yored miyad v'notel nishmato. O korto, o neina shalav kefi onsho. Logic would say, Hashem would say, you did something bad. You brought something bad to the world. You don't have to look at it as an angel. A person does something bad. So now there's something bad in the world. Hashem should say, your life I'm giving that bad thing. Or I'm going to cut you. I'm going to take you from your life a shorter life. Or punish you to give that. Imagine a person goes with a woman when she's in Nida. The baby that's born is a ben anida, a baby that's born ba'avera. Now Hashem could say, I'm going to take your life for that baby, or I'll take some of your years for that baby. Why should I give life to that baby? I'm going to give life to a baby brought ba'avera. You did the avera, you give him life. What do I have to give him life for? I'm going to support your averot. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu second, but Hashem doesn't do that. Ela noseh v'soveh la'avon. Hashem is willing to lift, to carry the weight of our averot, u'kmo shuzan ha'olam kulo, and just like Hashem feeds the whole world, zanu mfanes ha'mashchit hazeh, God also supports this destructiveness that a person created, this malach ha'mashchit, the angel that destroys, ad sheyeh echad mishlosha dvarim, until one of three things happens. O sheyashuv achoteh b'tshuva, either the person does tshuva, v'yichaleu v'yivatleu b'sigufav, and he wipes it out as he works his way. It's hard tshuva, sigufav. Sigufav means his suffering. For a person to do tshuva isn't easy. If a person does tshuva, through all his work, he can undo the bad that he did in the world. And that's one way to close off this angel. Or at some point Hashem says, now I'm going to judge the person. And then the person pays the price either with Yisurim or with death. Or a person lives out his life and never pays the price. And then after he dies, that's what there's Geinom for, to pay his price. That's what Cain said. Cain killed his brother Hevel. Hashem came to him and said, and now you are cursed, Cain, because of what you did. The same ground that you spilt his blood into, that ground will not give you strength anymore. When you work it, you won't get anything from the ground. Now I'm going to curse you from the ground. And Cain said, is my avera so big that it cannot be carried? Upirshu Chazal, kol ha'olam kulo ata sovel, yotze zan umfones. Ve'avoni kaved she'en ata yechol lesovlo, perush lefarneso, ad she'ashuv v'ataken. Cain said, I have to support my sin. Right away you punish me. I'm going to have to take care of my sin now. You can't leave my sin hanging and give me time. Hashem, you support the whole world. Support my avera. Don't punish me right away. Give me time to fix. What was Cain saying to Hashem? Gadol avonim minaso. My avera is too heavy. You can't carry it, Hashem. You carry it. Don't punish me right away, but give me time. You give me time, I'll do tshuva. Yeah?
So, but we don't know if he had the time for to make the tshuva, or maybe the teshuva he didn't have the chance.
Hashem did. That's what the next pasuk says. Lachen, Hashem says. So I swear that I will. I'll give you 7 generations to do tshuva. Lachen kol orei kain shivatayim yukam. Hashem says, look at the next pasuk. Hashem says, I'll help you.
It's not the same. I will give you 7 generations until you will die. It doesn't mean that maybe he didn't have the chance to make the teshuva, right?
Why?
There is a few examples in the Torah. For example, I don't know, with Paro, right? He didn't have the chance. There was not any possibility to make the teshuva.
Okay, but by Cain, it was okay. We don't know. You're right. From the psukim, it looks like Cain could do tshuva. Paro was the exception.
I think he already get a punishment, and I mean, it was already a decree, kind of a punishment was already established for him. It was waiting for him. He didn't have any chance to make the tshuva, I think.
Okay. Okay. Imken, Harezo midat sablanut gdola. So this is a great level of patience. Sheyazon v'yifanes b'riyah ra'ah shebarach choteh sheyashuv. That Hashem says, I will take care. I will carry the weight of the avirah till the person does tshuva. Not only Hashem says, I give the person life, but even the products of his avirot, Hashem says, I'll support them as well. I'll support the malach ha-mashchit. I'll support the damage that he creates in the world. I'll give it sustenance till he does tshuva. Yilmod Adam, from this a person should learn kama tzarich sheye savlan, how patient a person has to be. Patient. Lisbol ol chavero, avel chavero v'reotav, sheira ad shiur kaze, even when his friends do something bad. Even to this point, sheadayin ra'ato kayemet, where it's still around. What his friend did bad to him is still there. Shechatan egdo, what he did against him. V'hu yisbol ad sheitaken chavero. And he has patience till his friend fixes it. His friend drives his car, borrows his car, makes a flat tire, gets into an accident. It's his fault. Now he could say, pay for me to have another car. Pay for the rent of the car. I have to get to work tomorrow. You pay my taxi. He could. He has to find out what he's allowed to in halacha. But he has to also know that he doesn't have to take him to task. Doesn't have to say, this is the justice, this is what's fair, pay me. He could also say, I'll have patience. I'll wait for him to fix what he did. Patience. Hashem has so much patience for us. Or just like by Hashem, wait until the damage is undone. You know, I had an appointment yesterday. And I called the doctor's office and I asked the secretary, is he on time or isn't he on time? She said, no, he's running late, come 20 minutes late. I came 20 minutes late. She said, yeah, but the people for the next appointment are here already. So I said, but I called. You told me to come 20 minutes later. She said, yeah, but now you're going to have to wait for everyone. And she made me wait another hour and a half. Every person that came in, she put in before me. Because she said, you came 20 minutes late. I said, but I spoke to you. You don't remember? You told me to come 20 minutes later? She said, yeah, but now the next people are here. I'm not going to make them wait for you. So I sat there and I realized the price of what she's doing to me. I'm not going to be able to prepare the shiur. I'm not going to be able to do a lot of things I had to do. It's not only my price. It's other people's price. I didn't take into account an hour and a half wait to see the doctor. I took into account 20 minutes, half hour, not an hour and a half. So I was very upset. I sat there very upset. Mamash, I was looking at the sefer very upset. Then I said to myself, wait a second. Why am I upset? I have to have patience. Patience. This thought didn't dawn on me the first minute. I'll tell you the truth. It took me time. But patience.
Maybe it was a prize. Well, otherwise, if you wouldn't wait for 1 hour and a half as you did, maybe a car came.
Everything could be. We don't know, right? So two things happen when we get upset. One is we forget everything else that's going on in the world. We focus on one thing, and we have to remember. Wait, there's a lot of other things going on in the world right now. And secondly, we have to learn from this midah, patience. Patience. How many times do we do things wrong and Hashem says, I'll wait, okay. So this secretary did something wrong. She wasn't fair. Fine. Not fair. Now what? Now that's it? I thought to myself, maybe I should say something to the doctor. He should say something to her, not to do it again to someone else. I said, no, I know the truth. If I say something to the doctor, it's just because I'm upset at her, not because of anything. That's the truth. So no, now let's think for a second. How many times do we do things that are wrong in every day we live? And Hashem has patience for us. Patience. So usually we save our patience for the people we love most, our children. Not for our wives even, for our children. And even there, people don't always have patience. But we have to learn. And Talmud Torah Be'ezrat Hashem in future weeks will teach us how do we develop such patience. But first we have to know that's our goal. And that's what Hashem does for us. Even though we don't deserve it, and even though the product, like I was thinking yesterday, does she even know how many people are going to pay the price for what she's doing unfair? She doesn't know. She doesn't know the product of everything she's doing now. But do we know the products of what we do? We do it. We also don't know.
I heard about Shiur from Rav Feierman. על מעונת הרב קוק וזה על העניין של כמו לחיות בטרקלין שזה פרפריס אין עברי או אין עברית?
תבואו מה זה פנר?
סי, אולי בעברית
Well,
in English, no intento, so to say. It's like to live in a deep understanding that all this of Ateloki, lo que creo que hablamos, all this the
revelation
of Hashem. And in an example that Harav said that. If the person does something that bothers us, there is no sense to be upset because this she's an of the Loki, cause of the Loki.
No. It's a beautiful shiur. I saw that shiur online also. It's a beautiful shiur.
You saw?
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.